This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Throughout this week, I've been discussing a unique kind of gentleness. The word Paul used in the Greek text could also be translated fair-minded. I would like to also note that Paul used other Greek words that are also translated gentle, such as being mild and meek and humble. But whether we're talking about fair-mindedness or meekness, it's a quality we should pursue in our Christian experience. Yes, one aspect of the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. On the other hand, the Scriptures make it clear that we should also pursue gentleness. You see, the Christian life involves personal discipline. Once we come to know Jesus Christ personally, we have a new source of strength, but we also have the capacity to pursue Christian qualities. In fact, to develop these qualities of maturity in our lives, we must engage our minds and souls and determine to reflect qualities that are Christ-like. And this is why the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, "But you, man of God, flee from these things, that is worldly things, and pursue gentleness." But in this pursuit, the Word of God also tells us to discover God's wisdom through the Word of God in prayer. James reminds us, "But the wisdom from above is first pure and then gentle." Here James used the same word Paul used in his maturity profile in his letter to Timothy. By learning God's Word, which is filled with wisdom from above, and by praying for wisdom, we can begin to develop and display this quality in our lives. What about you? Are you making progress in becoming this kind of Christian? You can, and you should.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.